Have no fear, little flock, for the Father has chosen. Done deal. In the name of Jesus, amen. When you're tied up in knots, worried and anxious about, well, you name it, it means you've taken Jesus out of the picture. Stop doing that, says Jesus in the gospel reading for today. He is talking about our life and the day-to-day things that connect us to life, like what we'll eat or what we'll wear, the day-to-day things that we need for life to keep on going. Not necessarily now iPads and Android this and cell phone that and 400 TV channels on a 92-inch monstrosity on some wall. These are things are nice, but they aren't required to keep your heart beating and your blood flowing, though they can sure cause plenty of anxiety. Do not worry about your life, what you will eat, or about your body, what you will wear, says Jesus. Why not worry? Because, says Jesus, life is more. Life is more than food, and your body more than clothes. Now, I ask you an honest question. Have you ever caught yourself thinking precisely the same thing? It comes, you know, after you've expended all this time and energy just tied up tight in worrisome knots about something in your life, some need, some situation, some report from a doctor, some fear that the dollars aren't going to be there, or the job, or something critical's lacking, and the anxiety has just worn you down, has eaten away your courage and robbed your energy and your joy, and you find yourself wondering, is this really what it's all about? Is this any way to live? Isn't my life supposed to be more than this? Do not worry about your life, what you will eat, or about your body, what you will wear. Life is more than food and clothes. And in case you were wondering, says Jesus, try this one on for size. Who of you, by worrying, can add a single hour to your life? Well, if life is more, what's the more? Thank God we don't have to guess, since our guesses would all be wrong. They always are. So rather than leave us guessing about life and what really matters, what really counts, God simply tells us. Life, he says, has everything to do with God's kingdom. Seek his kingdom, says Jesus. Don't worry about food and clothing, all the other stuff that keeps you connected to life. Don't worry. The Father in heaven knows exactly what you need each and every step of your life's way. He's got you covered. So stop worrying about it. Be concerned instead about his kingdom. And all the other stuff you need, he'll take care. Well, now it seems there's a new dilemma here. We've got to seek his kingdom. Wherever do we begin looking, and what's his kingdom look like? Thank God he's got that covered too, since he knows that, as that old country western song goes, we'd be looking for love in all the wrong places. We'd be seeking his kingdom in all the wrong places and coming up with all the wrong things. How easily we make gods out of all the wrong stuff. How quick we are to run to and trust in stuff that just doesn't last. God gives us what he wants us to seek and to find and to have. Did you catch it? Do not be afraid, little flock. For your Father has been pleased to give you the kingdom. This kingdom has everything to do with what's real and lasting treasure, heavenly treasure, not just the earthly day-to-day stuff, but what really matters, what makes life, life. The kingdom God gives us is his treasure. It's where his heart is, where he puts all of his focus and energy and love. It is having you as his child. It's him loving you with all his heart, and you loving him with all your heart. It's his leading you and you following him. It's a no-holds-barred relationship that has every wall, every barrier, every hurdle demolished, with nothing you've ever done or thought or said that ever gets in the way of his reaching out to hold you as his dearest treasure. That's the way God does things. That's his kingdom. And by the way, he stops at nothing so that you might have his kingdom. He will give up his own dear son, Jesus, so you can have the treasures of his love today and tomorrow, forever. St. Paul wrapped this up with one single but powerful question in Romans 8:32. He who did not spare his own son but gave him up for us all, how will he not also along with him graciously give us all things? Well, there it is. God puts his heart where his treasure is. He freely gives up his own dear son, the one never sidetracked from bearing the Father's heart to the world, bearing our waywardness, our guilt, our sin, the one who demolishes every bearer and lifts up broken children and puts them right back in the Father's arms. The Father gave up his son for you. He did not spare Jesus for you. He would not just give you a few pieces of candy. He'd give you the whole candy store. He would not just give you manna from heaven. He'd give you the very bread of life. And if the Father gives you that greatest treasure of his love for you, don't you think he'll take care of all the rest, which is really small potatoes compared to life? Do not worry about your life, says Jesus to you again this day. He says it to you in his word proclaimed, that word of forgiveness spoken into your ear, that word that was washed over you in your holy baptism, and that word that will be fed into you in the holy supper of his son. Do not worry about your life. You aren't any more in control of your life than the birds of the air or the lilies growing out on the mountainsides around here. And yet, you know what? God takes care. He provides and he keeps and he loves us. How much? He who did not spare his own son, but freely gave him up for us all instead. This God shows his love for you in that while you were still sinners, dead, lost, Christ died for you. Again, St. Paul, this time in Philippians 4. My God will supply every need of yours according to his riches in Christ Jesus. You are rich with treasures this world can't begin to give. And what's more, the Father already knows what you're going to need later this afternoon, tomorrow, next month, next year. He's taken care of it all. I know you may not have a designer this and digital that or the most expensive this, or but you will most certainly have what you need, really need, always need. You see, the Father is pleased to give you his kingdom. Just doesn't get any better. In the name of Jesus, amen. The peace of God which surpasses all understanding, keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.